Ian Lavender. Ian Lavender was born February 16, 1946, in Birmingham, England. He attended Bourneville Technical College in the West Midlands and then studied at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School. He graduated in 1967. Acting on the stage at Canterbury followed, and his first television work was the ATV play Flowers at My Feet in 1968. He then became the youngest cast member of Dad's Army, working with veterans Arthur Lowe, John Le Mesurier, and John Laurie. His most prominent role was that of Private Pike in Dad's Army, which he played in both the original television series and the radio remakes, as well as the radio sequel It Sticks Out Half a Mile, set after the war. Much of Lavender's subsequent television work came in the form of comedy roles. He is also an accomplished stage actor, though, having performed in repertory at the West End. He loves cricket, golf, and gardening. For the last 30 years, Ian Lavender has been called a stupid boy on national television. In fact, it is rare for a week to pass without the actor, colorful scarf wrapped around his neck, to not be derided for his stupidity. But does it bother the actor who is due to tour with his latest play in the area? Not a bit. The gormless character who appeared on one of the country's foremost situation comedies turned him into a household name. Private Pike in Dad's Army won over the nation's hearts and is still as popular as ever. Most of the cast of the classic comedy series have since died, and Ian has moved on to a vast variety of other things, but all of this has done nothing to fade its popularity. In fact, the famous line delivered by Arthur Lowe to Ian when his character was demanded to give his name by a German officer, "Don't tell him Pike," was just weeks ago voted the funniest of all time. So how does Ian feel when he still reads all of the hype? He said, "That line was really nothing to do with me. It was delivered to me, but I was just sat on some stepladders taking it." Ian trained at the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School, and his first professional engagement was at Canterbury, where he says he was paid less than he received as a drama student. Soon after, he was offered the part in Dad's Army, which starred a full lineup of well-known actors, already with a wealth of experience and success. Ian said, "No way did I or any of the others have any idea just how popular Dad's Army would be. We hoped people would like it, but it was only 4 or 5 years into doing it that we began to realize just how popular it was. It was daunting for me coming in at that time, but everyone was so very nice, they all took me under their wing. The experience was good and bad when I moved on to other things. It was good because Dad's Army was just such a lovely job to do, and I felt lucky being a part of it, but it was bad because it was such a shock to find not everyone was so nice when I did move on to other programs. Not every cast was like that." There were 10 seasons of Dad's Army, and Ian has since moved on to a variety of television series such as Casualty, Goodnight Sweetheart, Peak Practice, The Glums, Come Back Mrs. Noah, Mr. Big, Keeping Up Appearances, Cluedo, The Harry Hill Show, West Beach, and a variety of chat and quiz shows. And although he remains best known for his comedy appearances, he had performed in classics, including Dustin Hoffman's The Merchant of Venice for Peter Hall's company. His last appearance on television was in EastEnders. He said, "I knew so many people in the program that it was great fun, lovely to do." Even so, Ian is less complimentary about the way in which television dramas are now being filmed. He said, "TV is now totally different to when I started. It is not like it used to be. It is rare that proper rehearsals take place. It is now a case of rehearse, record, and so on. This probably accounts for the demise of television play and so many wonderful drama series. We used to work as an ensemble. That no longer happens, and now I do not think you can get the same kind of results." Ian is currently touring with The Ghost Train. It is a role he should be familiar with. This will be his 4th time in the part. He recalled, "I did it in Liverpool rep 30 years ago, on a tour 25 years ago, and with Bristol rep 3 years ago. And yes, here I am again. Why? For the rent, of course. No, really, I enjoy doing it. It goes without saying it is the greatest fun. It is a good thing this part can be played by a man of varying ages, although I think this will be the last time for me. It is great fun to tour, although some nights you really do not feel like it." He smiled, "But I welcome the rent, so I said yes. Besides, I have a terrible habit to fund, eating and drinking." Ian lists his loves as cricket, golf, the garden, sons Daniel and Sam, and his wife Michelle, but not necessarily in that order. After the tour of Ghost Train comes to an end, his plans are very definite. "I want to spend time in my garden." Not such a stupid boy, after all. Information for this audio clip came from the audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researchers Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you would like more information on how you can assist in this effort, go to www.otterprojectonline.info. I'm your announcer, Doug Hopkinson.